Boker Tov, thank you Hashem that only one day I was out. You know, I generally, even when I'm sick, I try not to miss the daf yomi, but yesterday Hashem decided I'm not teaching. He pulled away my strength, but Baruch Hashem, Chazarti Yashna, I was returned. So we're continuing with the new perek, continuing with the new start. Daf Chavtet Amud Aleph, new perek. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shlema, all the Cholim, with Chalam. מלחמת דוד אריה בן רבקה ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו בנימין בן יצחק דינה דינה בן אפרים שמעון בן ישראל בן מלכה בן דן ואז בן אברהם דינה מלכה בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם. Okay, we are continuing a new parak. We're starting the Chavtet. The parak, just to give a very quick introduction, is going to be about somebody who is me'anes or mefateh, somebody who is violating a woman or somebody, a virgin or not, or somebody who is seducing a woman. And there's a difference in the Torah between violating and seducing, and we're going to see on the beginning of the first Mishnah already discussion about that. Elu na'arot sheyesh lahen knas. These are the type of women that have a knas, they have a fine. Meaning, if a man violates these type of women, they are included in the Torah's fine, and they would be able to receive 50 shekalim, 50 silver for the violation. So who are these women? Habal mamzeret. If a man sleeps with a mamzeret, right? All of these women, obviously we're talking about a na'ara. So there's three stages, right? There's a kitana, a girl that's under 12. There's a na'ara, a girl who is 12 years old until she is 12 and a half with two pubic hairs. And then there's a girl who's 12 and a half, which she would be considered a bogeret. So one of them is habal mamzeret, a mamzeret. Number two, va'ala netina, sleeping with a netina. We know the netina was the group of people from the Givonim. And she is forbidden from David HaMelech. They made a gezerah against the Givonim not to be able to marry into Am Yisrael. Ve'al HaKutit, and also the Kutim, right? The people who they converted for not Lashem Shamayim. Also they are forbidden. These are three types. Then the next type, Habal HaGiyoret, someone who sleeps with a convert, violates a convert. Ve'al HaShevuya, or a captive. Ve'al HaShivcha, or let's say a maidservant. Shenifduv, Shenitgayru, Shenishtachararu. Let's say they were redeemed, they were converted. Once they were converted, and once they were freed from their slavery, pechutot mi benot shalosh shanim v'yom echad. All of them, from the age of 3 and under, all of those women, they would receive a fine for violation. So the father of the woman can come and say, I want my daughter to receive her fine that you violated or you came and took advantage of her. Next case, those were all chayavei lavin. Those were all negative commandments. Now we're going to talk about chayavei karet. Habal achotov, a man sleeps with his sister, chas v'shalom. Al chot aviv, or his father's sister, who is his amen, right? His amen. Val achot imo, his mother's sister, his chale. Val achot ishto, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. Val eshet achiv, or his brother's wife. Val eshet achi aviv, or let's say his zandai, his father's brother's wife. Val hanida, or a woman who is a nida, any of those women, yesh lahin knas, they receive a fine, and even though afal pi shehen behi karet, even though that violation is with karet, ein bahen mitat beidin, there is no violation of beidin. Rashi explains that when there's a death penalty by the hands of the beidin, that would exempt the person from having to pay the tashlumin, having to pay the fine. Over here there's karet, but karet does not exempt you from having to pay the fine. Only mitat beitin, only the death at the hands of the beitin would exempt the person from having to pay that fine. So now, let's understand. The Gemara comes and says, Hane na'arot pesulot it lehuknas. These women who are all pasul, they're all psulot women. All of them, they receive a fine. But what? Kesherot lo? But a woman who is kasher would not receive a fine? How does that make any sense? A woman who's kasher, right? We mentioned in our Mishnah only cases of women who are not kosher. What if it's a kosher woman? So the Gemara says, no, no. Hachi kamar. This is what was meant to say. Elu na'arot pesulot these women who are pasul, sheyesh lahen knas, that have a knas, are the following: habala mamzeret vala netina vala kutit. Someone assumes the mamzeret, the netina, or kutit, meaning it's not coming to exclude kosher women. It's coming to say that even these non-kosher women who get violated, there would be a knas, there would be a fine for them as well. It's not coming to exclude something. Then we said, na'ara in, we said in our Mishnah, it's elu na'arot, right? These women from 12 years of age, with two pubic hairs, so the Gemara understands, na'ara in, ketanalo, only a na'ara, but not a young girl under the age of 12. Mantana, who is the author of our Mishnah? So Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, Rabbi Meir, it is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which we're actually going to see when we get later on in the Masechet, on Daf Mem Amud Bet, the Gemara will bring a Braita over there, so the Gemara says, Detanya, the Braita says, if a girl, it is from one day old and under, until she brings two pubic hairs, until that point, she has a sale. What does that mean, she has a sale? So Rashi explains, let's look at Rashi. Yesh la mecher, yesh la avia ba zechia lemochra lishvachut. Her father is allowed to sell her as a maidservant. So until the age that she receives two pubic hairs, her father has the opportunity to sell her as a maidservant. Ve'en la knas, but the Gemara says, but she does not receive a fine. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. She doesn't receive a fine until she's of the age that she has two pubic hairs. Umishetavish de'sarot, and once she has two pubic hairs, ve'ad she'tibbager, and until she becomes that 12 and a half age that we are referring to, yesh la knas, she does receive a fine, ve'en la mecher, but she does not, her father is not able to sell her as a maidservant. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So it sounds like at face value, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir that says you need to have two pubic hairs, and it's only from the age of Na'ara, or it's only up until the age of Bagrut. Shahaya Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir would say, Kol makom sheyesh mecher, anytime there's an option of sale, that she's able to sell the daughter, he's able to sell the daughter, ain knas, there is no knas for the daughter. But anytime there is a fine for the daughter, if a man violates her, so ain mecher, then the father is not able to sell her. This is the opinion of Shita of Rabbi Meir, a very special opinion. The Chachamim disagree and come and say, Ketana mibat shelosh shanim ve'yom echad, if a girl from the age of 3, right, Rabbi Meir said, from the age of 1 up until she receives two pubic hairs, then she has a sale, but she does not have a fine. The Chachamim come and say, Mibat shalosh shanim ve'yom echad va'ad shetibager, from the age of 3 and 1 day until she becomes 12 and a half, yesh la knas, she has a fine. So what does it sound like from the opinion of the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Knas in mecher lo, what? She has a fine, but she does not have a sale? She can only receive a violation fine, but she will not get a sale. How does that make any sense? We understand Rabbi Meir said, from the age of 1 until she's 12 and a half, she has a, or until she receives two pubic hairs, she has a sale. Chachamim are coming and saying, no, from 3 years old already, there's no sale. So the Gemara says, no, you're misunderstanding. Ema say, af, flipping the amud, af knas b'makom mecher. At the age of 3, until that age, here, until she becomes a bogeret, until she's 12 and a half, from the age of 3 until she's 12 and a half, she has a knas even in a case where she has a sale. She has a fine even where she has a sale. So Chachamim have an interesting opinion that they say from the age of 3 already, she can already have a knas. I think Rashi explains, because that's already shehi re'uya lebiya. She's already fit for relations at that age, from 3 years old in 1 day. So since she's already fit for relations, she can already, if she gets violated, she can make a ta'ana and say that, hey, I'm supposed to receive my fine. And also, she has an essence of a sale. If a father wants to sell her off as a maidservant, he's allowed to do that until she's a bogeret, until she's 12 and a half. Okay, continuing. So the Gemara says, "Vehane b'nei kanasa ninho." Are these women in our Mishnah women that are fit to receive a fine? Ve'amai. Why? Why would they be fit to receive a fine? Ikrei kan. Why don't you read the pasuk over here? The pasuk says, "Velo tiye le'isha." Right? The pasuk about if a man goes and violates a virgin woman, and the woman now receives the 50 kiss of the 50 silver. "Velo tiye le'isha," the pasuk says, to him the wife has to be, meaning the wife stays with him as a wife, and he's obligated to stay with her. He has no choice. What is that pasuk inferring? "Lo tiye le'isha, isha hareuya lo." It has to be a woman that is fit for the man. Excuse me, all of the women in our Mishnah were not fit for the man. Mamzeret, Netina, right? Kutit, all of these women are forbidden to marry into Am Yisrael. So why would we say that these women have a knas? So the Gemara says, if we're going to give two answers, Amar Yish Lakish, there's two pesukim. Na'ara, Na'ara, ha-na'ara. If you look at the psukim, the first pasuk brings, I'm going to read the psukim inside. V'ha-na'ara, they're back-to-back psukim. So, v'natan ha'isha shochev ima, the man who slept with her gives her, l'avi ha-na'ara, to the father of the girl, ha-na'ara, right? There's an extra hey over there, and there's the word ha-na'ara. 50 kasef, 50 silver, velote le'isha, and then he has to be a husband to her. Then the next pasuk says, ki imtza ish na'ara betula, if a man finds a virgin woman, asher lo orasa, that was not engaged, utfasa v'shachavima v'nimtzau, and he went and slept with her, right? So both pasukim have the word na'ara, and in the first pasuk it has v'hana'ara, hana'ara, the extra hey. So there's three things we can learn from here. The hey, the extra first na'ara, and the second na'ara. So the Gemara explains why we need all three of those. So the Gemara says, Chad le gufe, one is to teach us the actual law itself, that a man who violates a kosher, virgin woman, he would have to pay the fine. That's case number one. V'chad la'atuye chayve lavin, one is coming to include even a man who violates a woman who is a negative commandment to him, meaning, let's say a woman who is a kutit, a woman who is a mamzeret. It's a negative commandment for a man to sleep with a mamzeret. Right? But still, the Gemara is coming to say that we have an extra na'ara over there to come and add even a woman who is a negative commandment to Am Yisrael. V'chad la'atuye chayve kritut, and one more. Na'ara, to include a woman who is a chayav kritut, let's say someone's sister or something along those lines, that even in that case, if a man violates her, he would be obligated to pay the 50 silver. This is the opinion of Reish Lakish. Comes Rav Papa, and Rav Papa gives a second answer. Rav Papa Amar, we have a different pasuk. We have two more psukim about a mefuten, not about a violator, rather about someone who seduces. It's a little bit different. So in the case of seducing, the pesukim say, it says, v'chifate ish betula, if a man seduces a virgin woman, asher lo orasa, v'shachav ima, mahor yimaharinna lo le'isha. Okay, that's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two, ima'en yima'en avia letita lo, if the father doesn't want to, if he refuses to give over his daughter, kesef ishkol kemor ha-betulot. It says you should calculate the amount it costs, like the case of a virgin woman who was violated, and that is the amount you should give to this person. So the Gemara explains, from that second pasuk, we have also three words that we can learn from. There's Rav Papa Amar Betula, it says Betula once, virgin. Betulot, it says Betulot, and then in the word Betulot, it says Ha Betulot. So there's extra Hey. So what can we learn from these three things? Rav Papa explains. Chad legufei, one is coming to teach us the general law of a kosher, of a woman who is a virgin in general. A person who seduces a virgin woman would have to pay her the same way he pays a woman who he takes advantage of. V'chad la'atuye chayve lavin, and one that it's coming to add, one of those words is coming to add, women of negative commandment, meaning if a woman is a negative commandment unto a man, let's say a mamzeret, and a person seduces the mamzeret, it would be forbidden, and the person would have to pay the 50 silver. That's coming to add that case. V'chad la'atuye chayve kritut. And one of the words is coming to add a chayav kritut, meaning a person who seduces the sister or something along those lines, he would have to pay her as well the 50 silver. So it's coming to say these cases are exactly the same, and they're learning out the exact same lessons just from two different pesukim. Okay? So now, pretty much the remainder of the daf is going to be going on both opinions, asking why Reish Lakish didn't say that Rav Papa, why didn't Rav Papa say like Reish Lakish, explain both opinions, finish the daf, and so very clear and understandable. So the Gemara starts with Rav Papa. Rav Papa, mai ta'ama lo amar ke Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rav Papa say like the opinion of Reish Lakish? So the Gemara says, ha'hu mi ba'yele lech le'abaye. He needed his opinion. He needed the opinion of Reish Lakish to follow the opinion of Abaye. What was the opinion of Abaye? The Amar Abaye. Abaye says, ba'aleya, if a person violated the woman, umeta, and then the woman dies, patur. He is exempt from paying the 50 silvers. Why? Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'natan la'avi ha'na'ara, he gives to the father of the young girl, la'avi ha'na'ara velo la'avi meta, to the father of a girl and not to the father of a dead girl. Meaning, if the girl had died, the man who violated her is exempt from having to pay the violation. Very interesting law. V'Reish Lakish, another Gemara asks on Reish Lakish. V'Reish Lakish, mai ta'ama lo amar ke Rav Papa? Why didn't Reish Lakish say like the opinion of Rav Papa? So he said, ha'u mi ba'ile l'gzera shava. I needed his opinion for a gezera shava. What's a gezera shava? Detanya, the Baraita says, we say in the pasuk about the mefute, the person who seduces, kesef ishkol kemora betulot, that you calculate the shekalim like the amount you would calculate for the virgin that was violated. So the Gemara says, "Shiyez ze kemor habetulot umor habetulot keze." That this, the case of seducing, should be like the case of the violation. That is 50 coins, 50 silver, that's what you have to pay. And the case of violating a virgin would be the same case as seducing. That it would be, Rashi explains, by shekel. The specific coin has to be, the unit has to be, by paying in shekalim. So it's a gezerah shava. We actually learned, because the word betula is used in both pesukim, we learn a gezerah shava that it says betula in both pesukim, that we learn that they have to be the same case. So both of them would be 50 silver coins, whether it's by seducing or it's by violating. Okay? This is now we explained why both opinions did not say like one another. Now the Gemara says, Verish Lakish, nami mi ba'ilech da'abaye. Rish Lakish also needs to follow the opinion of Abaye. It's not a dachui opinion, it's an opinion that everyone accepts. V'rafapa and Rafapa, nami mibayele gzera shava, is also required to follow this gzera shava. So how can you explain that? If they're using their own psukim to learn something else, how are they going to explain this point that both teams need to learn? So the Gemara says, Ela shita krayektivi. Rather, there are six words that we're going to utilize for both opinions. We're changing our answer. There's na'ara, na'ara, ha-na'ara, three words. Then there's betula, betulot, ha-betulot, six words. So the Gemara explains, trei legufayu, two of the words is coming to teach us that if a man violates or seduces a kosher woman, kosher virgin, they would have to pay the 50. Chad, then that's two. One of them, ka'abaye, is coming to teach the opinion of Abaye. That what was the opinion of Abaye?
He doesn't have to pay kenas if the betula dies.
Right, very good. That if the betula dies, we would not have to pay the knas. The knas, right, we have said only if the girl is alive, but not if the girl dies. That's
they
case number three.
Number,
nachon. It's a gzerata katu. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk gzerata katu. We can't say.
Nachon.
Okay, that's case number three. V'chad gzera shava. One of them is coming to teach us the gzera shava. That what do we learn from the gzera shava? That just like by the case of violating, you have to pay 50. So too by the case of seducing, and just like by the case of seducing is shekalim. So too by the case of violating is shekalim. That's number four. And then we have two more. So the Gemara says, Aitru leitre, we're left with two. Chad la'atuye chayve lavin, chad la'atuye chayve kritut. One of them, one of the extra words we use to include women of negative commandment, and one to include women of karet, that any man who violates or seduces any of these women would have to pay those 50 shekalim, no matter who she is. So now we learn all of these things together for both cases with all six extra words. Very good. So the Gemara says, Ula apuke mehai tana. And all of this is coming to exclude from our tana, from this tana. What? Who is this Tana? The Tanya, our Mishnah was coming to exclude this Tana. The Tanya, as the Braita says, "Velot yele isha." When a person violates a woman, he's obligated now for her to be his wife. So the Gemara says, "Shimon haTemani." Omer Shimon haTemani says, "Isha sheyesh b'havaya." It's only talking about a woman that has havaya, that has an opportunity to get married to the man. She's able to get married to the man. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Isha ha-re'uya le-kayma. No, it's talking about a woman that he is able to stay with. He's able to stay married to. So what's the difference between these two opinions? So the Gemara says, my beinayu. What's the difference between these two opinions? Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, mamzeret unetina ika beinayu. A woman who is a mamzeret or a netina, that these women are forbidden to marry into Am Yisrael, these women are the difference between these two opinions. That what? The Gemara explains, Lemanda amar yesh bahavaya. According to the first opinion, Shimon HaTemani, he says it has to be marriage there. So over here in this case, Hanami yesh bahavaya. By the case of a mamzeret and a netina, even though ideally they're not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael, we know the Gemara in Masachet Kiddushin brings a machloket, and over there, one of the opinions is, Kiddushin are tofes bechayve lavin, that Kiddushin counts with a negative commandment. If a person proposes to someone with that is a negative commandment to him, Kiddushin does count. So also over here in this case, the case of mamzeret, the case of netina, that would be tofes. So according to Shimon HaTemani, that counts. Lemanda amar re'uya lekayma. But according to the second opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, who says that no, you have to be able to stay married to her, ha'ina re'uya lekayma. He's not able to stay married to her. He has to divorce. He has to get rid of her. So therefore, this would be the difference between these two opinions. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Ul Rabbi Akiva, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that he says, Da'amar en kiddushin tofsin mechayve lavin. He actually disagrees. In Masachin Kiddushin, he over there comes and says that no, kiddushin, I think it's also in Yevamot we saw this, that kiddushin do not count by chayve lavin, by a negative commandment. If you have a negative commandment, that a man proposes, he wants to marry a woman who is a negative commandment onto himself, Rabbi Akiva says, that does not count. Kiddushin do not tofes. So now, how do you explain the difference between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya? If they're both saying, one of them is saying that marriage has to count, the other one is saying you have to be able to stay married to the woman. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what would be the difference between these two opinions? Essentially, they're saying the same thing. My Beinayus, what would be the difference? So the Gemara says, Ika Beinayus, the difference between them would be Almana L'Kohen Gadol, a widow to a Kohen Gadol. Rashi also adds, saying, a Gerusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hediot, also a divorced woman to a regular Kohen as well, that what? Rabbi Simai, following the opinion of Rabbi Simai. The Tanya, as the Braita says, Rabbi Simai Omer, Rabbi Simai says, Min HaKol Oseh Rabbi Akiva Mamzerim. From all women, Rashi explains, who are negative commandments, right? Min HaKol, Kol HaNanodim Mechayvei Lavin. Anyone who is born from a negative commandment, Rabbi Akiva makes, Oseh Rabbi Akiva, Mamzerin. Rabbi Akiva makes all of the children that comes from a negative commandment a mamzer. Chutz mi almana l'kohen gadol. Except for a widow who marries a kohen gadol, even though it's a negative commandment. Shari amera Torah. The Torah says, two times it says, lo yikach. It says you cannot take this woman as a wife. The kohen gadol cannot take a widow as a wife. And then it also says, velo yichalel zaro. It says, but do not make the children chalalim. So the Gemara says, chilulin hu oseh. Ve'en oseh mamzerin. Rabbi Akiva understands that this only makes a halal. In this case, it does not make a mamzer. And so in that case, Rabbi Akiva would say, that's where the difference would come about. That in the case of a negative commandment, in the case of a woman who is a almana l'kohen gadol, or a gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hediot, that would be the difference, because in that case, here Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, demodeh ba Rabbi Akiva shekidushin tofsin lo. And in that case, Rabbi Akiva would agree, even though in general he says that a negative commandment at Kiddushin does not count. In that case, Rabbi Akiva would agree and say that Kiddushin actually does count. And so therefore, this would be the difference of opinions between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. That Shimon HaTemani said that only when the Kiddushin counts does that work. And Rabbi Shimon said that no, they have to be able to stay married. So according to Shimon HaTemani, the Kiddushin counts in this case. So according to him, that's considered, Velot Yele Isha would be considered that you fulfilled that Pasuk still accounts for, because the man married the woman, and even though it was a negative commandment, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that that counts, the Kiddushin would still count in that case. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, he would say that no, since you're not allowed to stay married to the widow, the Kohen Gadol cannot stay married to the widow, therefore this Pasuk Velot Elisha would not have been, let's say, fulfilled, and so therefore that is not, this would be the difference between those two opinions. And I think the Gemara continues, but let's stop over there, because it'll continue all the way until tomorrow's stuff. So we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.